Hi, this is Katie from the DocuNauts. You're listening to the 4Eyed Radio Network. For other great shows, check out 4EyedRadio.com.
Hi, this is Kyle from Arcade Bros. If you're like me, you like a little joy in your life. We're proud to present that we are sponsored by America Joy Print Shop. If you need cut vinyl, store lettering, business printing, forms, car magnets, and anything else printing needs, America Joy is the one for you. When you contact America Joy, just tell them the Fern sent you.
Hey guys, welcome back to the railroad. We took a little hiatus because we were celebrating one of our favorite pastimes, and that's
4th of July, month day. Thank you, Britain, for being assholes and making us revolt against you.
Go Patriots, and not the New England ones, because
they kill people.
All about the Chicago Bears. But yeah, welcome back. We hope you missed us, because we certainly missed you.
So hard.
So much. So much. But we've got a really great show.
Just for you. Get your pants off and have fun. So, Erin, shall we start with our regular...
Our usual... Yes. Okay. Awkward get down. Moments of the week or weeks or lifetime. Would you like to start us off?
Shit. I was hoping you were going to go first.
No.
Yes, the more you know, folks. Well, funny, lovely, awkward story. I was at work and I had a table. And of course, you know, I'm being my adorable, weird little self, and as this guy is leaving, the guy that I served, he gives me his number, and he's like, yeah, you know, I think you are like ridiculously cute, and you should definitely call me sometime. And I'm like, oh wow, dude, like, badass, you're so right, like, I'm so cute. But you know,
so
I have a girlfriend, so we'll definitely be calling you later because we want to have children. So, but no, I was like, yeah, I have a girlfriend. And he's like, oh, okay. Smash cut to later on the next day, my boyfriend is at Lost Leaf and just so happens to be talking to this gentleman that gave me his number. And he was like, oh, yeah, do you know, because a friend of ours, they're mutual friends with. So he was like, so do you know this girl, Andrea? He was talking to Austin, and that's my boyfriend, if you guys didn't know that. But yeah, he was talking to my boyfriend and was like, yeah, I know Andrea. And he's like, well, do you know Natalie? And the guy's like, no, I don't think so. And Austin's like, well, she works at Moira. She has blonde hair, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I gave her my number the other night. And Austin's like, yeah, that's my girlfriend. And he's like, well, she said that she had a girlfriend. And then, yeah, so that kind of was like awkward because he's like, he came over that night later and was like, oh, so you have a girlfriend, huh? And I met James with the mustache that was super hipster and wanted your... And I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's something that I find, well, obviously hilarious, but it's also very prevalent in
downtown,
the world, or at least the world I live in and you live in too. Because it's one of those things of like, oh, when you're at a party and you meet somebody and they're like, oh, can I get your number? And it's like, you can't really give fake numbers anymore, because with the way that people have their cell phones, how automatically they're like, I'm calling you right now. And it's happened to me before where I'm like, oh, I don't have a phone. And then my phone like goes off 2 seconds later and it's like, and
that's my alarm clock that I keep on me at all times.
Yes.
Or that's my pet. Remember those?
That's my nano pet.
Yeah.
That's
nano pet.
Sorry. I forgot to feed it this afternoon.
Question for you, girls, when that kind of stuff happens, have you ever just thought about being honest?
I think about it and then I realize that.
No, that's honest is being, that's boring.
I realize
it's not so much boring as it is like a lot of girls feel that you'd be hurting the person's feelings. And I just think, you know what, if you just came out and said, look, I'm not into you, then I can stop wasting my time.
Well, for me, I feel like perfect example. This was months ago. I was at a friend's birthday party and this one attendee, him and I started talking. It was a sci-fi themed party and he was just as Han Solo. And we first started joking about Star Wars and then started discussing music and things. And we had similar things in common and he was a cool guy, but I knew that it was like, oh, this is cool. Like if I run into you, like obviously we have similar friends and stuff. If I run into you, it'll be fun to talk. But as far as
going down on you
forward
later,
and hanging not out, I don't think that. And so when he asked me if he could have my number, I thought about saying no and how awkward that situation would be. And then I also thought how to make it less awkward would be give him my number, because he's going to find me on Facebook later that night anyway. So give him my number. And when he does message me or call me, I'm just so busy all the time. And that's pretty much how I play it, is that like, okay, I'll give you my number and you can message me when you want to hang out. And I could be like, oh, I've already got this going on tonight. Oh, I've already got this going on. Like, oh, I'm doing this, that, or the other thing. And then that way they kind of eventually just stop.
So you're eventually hoping that the problem just goes away.
Yeah, but you're right, Stefan. You're right. We should be honest. Because I feel like it puts guys in their place where it's like, maybe, I mean, I don't like being a dream killer and I do like that you have that confidence and whatever, but you're kind of overreaching your fishing pole.
Yeah. Like you're through that.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that. Guys do that all the time. Guys don't understand.
I think they need to be in check sometimes and like a little reality, like, hey, sorry, dude.
And that's fine. But also, you know, I was just curious. It's like, because I remember throughout high school, I would rather just had somebody go, hey, look, I'm just not that into you. And then I could be like, great, I can stop wasting time on
this. Yeah. No, and I understand that completely. I also have been in positions where
you don't know how they're going to react.
I've lied about being in a relationship, and then they know enough of my mutual friends, and it's like, oh shit.
Well, that's why I went with like the I have a girlfriend. Yeah. Like go, like it's like I don't. It's not that I don't. I wouldn't be, but you're just not my type.
I'm surprised you just didn't say you have a boyfriend.
Well, I feel like that's always. I just want to make it more interesting, really.
Well, but, and too, sometimes if guys
Natalie,
hear...
always making it more interesting.
Well, a thing is, too, is I feel like sometimes with guys, if they hear that you're if they hear that you're in a relationship with another guy, they sometimes get that whole, like, alpha complex, and depending on the individual, and they want to try to, like, prove that they're the better. I mean,
well, even if they hear you're with a girl,
yeah. And sometimes they do that too.
Like,
if they're
challenge.
Like, ooh, challenge, yeah.
Like, I'll change you.
But in my case, like lately, when I've been meeting guys and they want my number, they're usually not like super creeps or anybody that I wouldn't want to be associated with, and I wouldn't mind developing some form of a friendship with. But it's at this day and age and in our age group.
Is it weird that my gynecologist asked for my number?
I think because they were worried about their cervix.
My diseases.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things where it's definitely like, I mean, with this guy, I did bond with him and we had a good time and he was good conversation. So I was like, you know, if I do run into him again, it would be fine. I'd be fine yeah. hanging out with him at like another party right. or something. But when, you know, he's inviting me to come have drinks with him, I'm like, no. Or yeah. when he's like, oh, we should totally jam sometime. It's like, no, you're thinking like jam.
Bow, bow, like, bow, yeah, bow, he bow, wants bow. To.
Yeah. And butter that's. Yours.
So.
And especially like. It's hard to always be like, oh no, I'm seeing someone or blah blah blah, because it just
seems like so cliche, like just yeah. But at the same time, like, it's probably one of the best. Or you could just say, hey, you're fucking ugly and I don't like you.
But
and you have weird hard. Elbows or something. But
or you could be trying to give somebody a fake number that you know is legit because all it does is ring, and your friend doesn't realize what you're doing and starts interjecting and
yeah.
We had a night like that in LA. Our friend Lindsay was giving a fake number that she had learned in high school, and heard her friends, they just knew that all it did was ring. It wouldn't go to a voicemail, it wouldn't ever
remember
get
the
answered.
Reject line.
And
yeah. that I love. I wish I knew that number still.
And our friend Rachel totally was just like, no, dude, she's not interested. She doesn't want to give you her number. Get the fuck away from us. We're having a girls' night. Leave us the fuck alone. And, like, totally just, like, bitched him out, which was awesome because Rachel's the type of girl that is not afraid to cock block. She's
cock spank and then
yeah,
block.
She's just like, yeah. I'll break it in half and shove it up your rectum. Like, just... Uh-huh.
Actually, what you guys should do is you should find a number to a payphone. I'll just give that out.
Yeah.
Or a number to, like, Planned
well,
Parenthood.
Back in the day, I used to get, when my brother and I had phone numbers that were just, like, a digit off, there were times that I gave that number out because if my brother ever got a call and somebody was asking for me, it'd be like, what the fuck, dude, I don't know if they ever called, but
no,
I definitely gave that number out just because it was like, okay.
That's fallen back on me where I gave a fake number and it was my brother's phone number, but it was like one digit off and they somehow like found the right number to my brother. And it was just like, oh yeah, you want her number? It's blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
Tim,
let me talk to you.
Little
for
brother
a second.
Fail.
Yeah. But no, how was, do you have a little awkward noise for us?
I would say, so I like to bring my dog to work. For those of you who follow us on Facebook, you might have noticed an adorable blonde pooch attacking our newsfeed. And, she's kind of, I guess, become our unofficial mascot for the Underground Railroad, but that's my dog. That's little Gracie Lane. And, I bring her to work sometimes, especially now that it's been so slow during the summer. I had her with me on Friday and a bunch of people were on vacation and it was payday. So the guy who would usually deliver our checks to our store, he was on vacay. And so the owner's daughter, who's like our unofficial HR person, whatever, she was delivering the checks. She didn't show up until like 3 p.m, which sucks for anybody who doesn't have direct deposit.
Mm-hmm.
But she yeah. came in through the front door and was literally one of the only people who walked into the store all day. Like, summer is so dead. And Gracie came running up and barked at her, but it wasn't like a mean growling, like, I'm going to eat you bark. It was just like
she
bark.
Couldn't eat anything. I mean,
yeah, like, yeah. I mean, she's under a foot tall and
yeah,
20 pounds.
You would have like more of a battle with like a scorpion than Gracie.
With Gracie.
Yeah.
Like, she'd be like, oh, roll over. Give me a belly yeah. rub. She might kill you with adorableness, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And so this woman who is just kind of, I don't know, like, it's a weird relationship with some of the higher ups in the company anyway, because they're not very hands on
yeah,
with the employees. So she walks in the door and literally just freezes. And I'm like, oh, Gracie, come here. Gracie comes running in, wagging her tail. Like, she barked with a huge ass wagon tail. Like, probably people were getting like fanned like blocks away. They were like, what's this cool breeze coming in? And like, she's just like happy little Gracie, and like, she's frozen. Like, obviously doesn't know how to deal with dogs, because like the first thing is like, oh, hey, dog, like acknowledge them, let them smell you, like don't freeze and be scared because they sense that.
Yeah.
And so she starts walking into the shop after I like call Gracie to me, and she makes a comment about how this is all like very passive aggressive, very like under her breath, not directly at me. And it's like, I'm more of a cat person. And then keeps walking and says, I don't like the way she barked at me with such vigor. And then mumbles some other comment about how we shouldn't have dogs in the stores. And in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I know other employees throughout the company's history who, there was a woman who worked at like the main store up in Scottsdale who had two huge like German shepherds with her every day.
Right.
Like there was a girl at like the Glendale store who had her Chihuahua with her every day. There's a girl at the Glendale store now who has her like French bulldog with her every day. Like dogs at the shop aren't the problem. It's
well, and two, like you've had a history of crazy weird people coming in there.
Oh yeah, we had
so it's nice to have like something there to kind of try to
like our location is weird. There's somebody who shits and your security guard on a regular
is kind of like some creep.
Oh yeah, the security guard rapist. For the complex is a super creep. Like I mean, they're like, especially since it's the summer, like we don't have two people close the store every day.
Yeah,
like there have been times that I've been left there by myself, and if somebody decided to come in as I'm putting the drawers away,
you might not be able to hear it, but guess who does?
The dog.
Super Gracie.
But so what I loved about the whole thing was this was last Friday.
Okay.
And what I loved about the whole thing was how this is a grown-ass woman. She's supposed to be the one that we're supposed to direct things to if we have an issue with anything like kind of HR related. And she can't even just like be not only mature in the situation but professional in the situation and be like, hey, you know, your dog barked at me as soon as I walked in the store. I'm worried that she might bark at customers that way and how a customer might react to it. Maybe it's a better idea if you like maybe
right
and not even maybe just be like, please, like don't bring her into work anymore.
Right.
That's all you needed to say. But yeah, it was when you're being like a stick in the mud, tiptoeing around it, like beating your bush on it, like fuck, like, I don't respect that.
No.
So that was totally awkward and uncomfortable because
yeah,
I'm looking at like, her like, really?
And that's typical for HR.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it's true.
Which, I mean, why can't more HR people be like the HR woman in Archer? Pam, is that her name?
Pam.
Why can't more HR be like
Pam?
Yeah,
with Pam, especially when she uses the dolphin puppet.
The dolphin puppet. Yeah.
And the shit snacks. No, I don't know if you've seen Archer.
I haven't been able to watch season 3 or season 4.
Yeah, I haven't catched
season
3.
Oh, my God. So Archer. So much. And okay, so like the first episode of season 4, Archer wakes up. Okay, and obviously it just had like some crazy mattress wrestling. Like he was just in the throes of passion. He wakes up and he's just like, oh my God, the best sex ever. And like whoever he had sex with, he doesn't remember, but whoever he had sex with was in the bathroom and because he could hear her in there. So he opens the door and it's Pam.
Oh,
oh my God. It was so good.
Oh man, I
it
can't
was so good.
Watch.
You gotta see it.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert, everybody who hasn't seen, season 4, but it just gets even better from that point forward.
Oh, of course. Like, but I mean, I love those guys. Like, Frisky Dingo was one of the best things that ever happened to the planet. Like,
yeah, that they definitely frisked my dingo.
Yeah. So yeah, those are awkward things.
That's pretty awkward because, like, at that point, you're probably turning all kinds of different colors. You're like red, green, brown, purple.
Oh, because, like, part of me is like, oh shit, like, okay, you have leverage in my job. But I have no respect for how you.
Sorry, I was picturing Whore Island.
like, you have leverage in where my position is in this company. And also, I have no respect for you. And it sucks because it's a Scorpio trait that I don't have a lot of respect for authority figures. That's something that has been kind of consistent in my life.
Yeah. Well, I kind of feel the same way. It's like, don't tell me what to do. I'm the boss.
Yeah. So.
But.
That's rough. But.
Holy shit, snacks!
Pamela.
But there's a lot of other things to discuss. Like, speaking of animals, I was reading some interesting animal facts, and one of them was about elephants and how I know you're very fond of these gentle giants.
What is an elephant? I just thought they were an animal cracker. I didn't know that they were real.
Oh,
just kidding. I love elephants. They're the best.
So I'm going to play a little video for you in a second, but apparently elephants, they are very compassionate and empathetic, and they actually go through a grieving process.
Yeah.
And this I thought was a really interesting story, so I'm going to go ahead and play it now.
This is the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
Good evening. A notorious cold case suddenly turned very hot today. The
so
case
serious.
Of the Boston Strangler.
Oh, shit. This was not say that for the video.
The day,
this was not
like,
the video.
For talking about elephants, he's very forlorn.
Why did that?
Elephants are known to murder.
You think they're sweet and cuddly.
Wait.
Did you lose it?
And Bella, elephant loses man's best friend, but when I hit play,
it comes up the Boston.
Talking about something else.
Strangling.
Let me try.
Man, Boston's in trouble.
Apparently. elephants are breaking into people's houses and strangling them.
They need to legalize weed there.
Yeah, right? Get those elephants doped up. Give me one second.
Well, I have a
look. Usually it's the producer and soundboard manager that's usually having the technical difficulties, so lucky for me, it's not on my end.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've already had the discussion about how I gave my computer AIDS and it thinks Michael Jackson's still alive. So...
Because he is. That's what's
so if you give your computer
White
AIDS, your computer will still think Michael Jackson is alive.
No, it's just, it's so sick.
I have a little, I have a very, very useful talent that I just figured out that I have. I know what color underwear people wear.
What am I wearing?
What am I wearing, yeah. Aaron,
really?
I'm going to say... Well, I've seen your underwears, but I'm gonna try to go against what I know, and I'm gonna say.
Did you see my underwear today?
Blue and white.
Close, very close. Is it like mood rings?
When an American manufacturer determined to grow, works with.
Damn, you just have all the news stories from Boston, don't you? So, okay, so,
Steve,
how did you discover this talent? And
at
yes.
work.
Okay, and how, okay, then do me.
Right here, right now? Okay, yeah. Well, I think they're brown, but they were once white. Just kidding.
Wow.
No. Off. Okay, I'll be honest, I think they're maroon.
They're maroon.
What's the verdict?
Come on, give it
What's
to
What's the verdict, Steve?
Well, now you're just guessing color, or you're not guessing any designs or anything else like that?
Just color.
Just the basic color.
Yeah.
I think you might be right, but I am colorblind, and I think they're navy.
So you have to show us.
So
Drop
you
cow.
Gotta prove it.
Well, I believe I'm wearing South Park boxers.
Oh.
You don't remember what you put on your...
I should have been able to guess that part as well. Because I did guess that my friend was wearing SpongeBob, and it was so.
Damn. Look at
you. You need to work on your talent in the studio.
I know, you. The beer. See, I wasn't on beer.
Do you have the story?
I believe I have the correct story now. And if not, well, fuck, I'll just tell you what happened.
Unlikely friends. They couldn't have been more different.
Yes. Here we are.
But from the
now
moment they met, they were inseparable. sorry to report tonight that their story has taken a sad turn.
So we ask
Steve to bring us up to date in tonight's On the Road.
The Elephant Sanctuary south of Nashville is more than 2,000 acres of Ella freedom. But for this resident named Tara, there's not enough room in Tennessee to escape the bad news she got last week.
Certainly her whole demeanor changed.
Rob Atkinson is the sanctuary CEO.
She became more reserved, quieter, she was depressed.
A far cry from the Tara we'd met before. For nearly a decade, Tara had been best friends with a dog named Bella, a mutt who wandered onto the sanctuary grounds and into the heart of this gentle giant. Tara clearly loved her little dog, and Bella obviously bonded right back.
Wow. Aww.
They were so close, in fact, that when Bella got injured a few years ago and had to spend 3 weeks recuperating in the sanctuary office, guess who held vigil the entire time? 2,200 acres to roam free, and Tara just stood in the corner, waiting. The home video of their reunion shows how inseparable they'd become and remained right to the end.
Last week, sanctuary workers found Bella's body. By all indications, she'd been attacked by coyotes.
Walkers.
Whether Tara witnessed it, tried to intervene, was too late, no one knows. All they do know that where they found Bella
right there
is not where she got attacked.
There.
Director of Elephant Husbandry, Steve Smith.
When I looked around and saw there was no signs of an attack here, no blood, no tufts of hair, nothing. And Tara, on the underside of her trunk, had blood. Like she picked up the body.
Tara killed it. No.
Tara moved her?
Tara moved her. Pretty amazing.
Why here? Steve's theory is Tara carried Bella possibly a mile or more to bring her home. Whether it really happened that way or not, no one doubts Tara was that devoted.
Maybe she accidentally sat on
There's nothing we can do to take away her pain. The only ones who can help now are the elephants, and that is already happening.
He says the elephants are spending more time with Tara and making gestures like giving her a portion of their food.
Got a bunch of hay.
Of course, anyone who's lost a dog knows you can't eat your way out of the grief, as much as we might
try.
Still, nice to know at least Tara's not alone in this, and that compassion is more than just human. Steve Hartman,
see the poor guy?
On the road.
He's
in
like
Hohenwald,
right underneath the. I mean, that's the danger zone.
But yeah, like there's a little bit of an article before the video, and it talks about how like the other elephants started like joining her and like just hanging around her and like kind of sharing
and, like,
the grief
her
and
trunk
hugs. Yeah.
I need an elephant.
Holy shit snacks!
You kind of have a mini elephant. Almost.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Almost. It's more like a
So, when you bring that up, did you hear about the actual news story about the dog who buried the puppy? Well, it happened in Afghanistan, and somebody caught a video of it, and everyone's like, oh, see, the dogs really care. And it turns out the dog actually buried the puppy, the dead puppy, because it was kind of come back later to eat it. And that's what they do in the wild dogs.
The oh, yeah, because
yeah,
it's...
But everybody thought it was like a compassion thing and stuff like that, which I think is kind of funny. So, but really, really interesting with the elephant.
The elephant.
We could always go to a video on a lighter note.
If you guys want to learn some important school
information. Yeah, I don't know if any of our listeners out there discovered this YouTube channel. It's the most popular girls in school. I think some of the episodes were written based off of sorority emails.
No, I don't know. Yeah, because you said that. I was like wondering where that came
from. I heard that on like the Daily Grace or something like that.
No.
But then
It's these handful of a few people.
But anyway, they're hilarious.
So good.
And this is the latest episode, and neither of us have watched it yet, but we thought you guys could enjoy it and then we with us and we'll
and
post
enjoy
it
you will
on our Facebook and our Twitter and all of that fun stuff that you guys already follow us on. Yay.
Live from Daytona Beach, Florida, it's the 2013 NHSCA Cheer Nationals. There's going to be flips. There's going to be spirit. There's going to be a whole lot of words being spelled out with people's arms. So sit back, relax, and prepare to enjoy the finest competitors in America's most prestigious fake sport.
Brittany?
Only on TWAT, Television for Women and Queens. Let's go down to our host, Mullen agent Jeannie Halverstadt, and the former voice of the National Football League, Bert Hickey.
Well, I, along with the rest of our capacity crowd, am extremely excited about this year's competition. What about you, Bert?
Who wants to
hear? 5 months ago, I was announcing the Super Bowl. Now I'm commenting on a glorified PE class.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have lost your job if you hadn't been so liberal with your use of the N-word on national television.
The power was out in the stadium. I thought the mics were down.
Nonetheless, I think we can expect these girls to show us the nation's finest cheerleading, all while maintaining poise, confidence, and the utmost in elegance. We'll be right back after this. You're watching TWAT.
And cut.
Jesus titty fucking Christ, can somebody get Bert a cup of coffee? And a mint? God damn, what did you have for breakfast? A bottle of Dewars?
I also had a bagel.
Well, you smell like a skunk's taint.
I'm a legend!
Oh, please, you're one scandal away from being the new head coach at Penn State.
Oh, too soon.
Fuck off. Now where the hell is my non-fat skinny caramel hazelnut jamocha cappuccino?
Imagine my surprise when it turns out it did not say, "Welcome to Flo Rida."
Okay, ladies, lock it up! We've reached the promised land. Cheer Nationals.
Who the fuck are you?
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 Jesus Christ. What a fucking shit show.
Cut!
What now?
Oh, I think you meant to say fudging poop show. Now that's a ruined take. Do you know how much that cost us?
Well, actually, we're shooting digital, so it doesn't even...
Shut up, Brett. Shut your little tiny girl mouth. If little your mother tank. Wasn't my mistress, I never would have hired you. Now, do you want to be famous?
Yes.
Well, then how about you keep your trashy little fuck-me-mouth clean from now on?
Fuck-me-mouth.
Fine. Wait, I'm confused. Are we... is this a TV show?
Our entire lives are TV shows.
What? Wait, and why is the French girl on the team now?
Do you not remember? I was le victor of the cheer tryouts.
We had cheer tryouts? What the?
Yes. And by the way, Seisan, I'm really glad that this is the week you decided to start showing.
Oh, yes. The baby inside of me is bursting forth like a légionnaire inside of my, how you say?
Stomach. Inside of your stomach. God!
Actually, I was going to say my, how you say, uterus.
Son of a... son of a gun. Son of a freaking gun. Ah!
Oh, what do we have here? The Overland Park Cheer Squad, huh? I've heard a lot about you girls. You think you're hot shit, huh? Well, the Staten Island School for Girls is going to put you in your fucking place. In fact, why don't we make a little wager, bitches? On.
Well, actually, we already have a squad that's our arch-rivals, so...
We do? Yeah, we've got a whole wager and a whole backstory thing going, so...
Oh my god, so sorry. Here I am like an asshole. Hey, do you know if Austin has a rival yet?
Not that I've heard.
Hey, Austin!
It's me!
You bunch of hipster cowboy weirdos! Who the
hipster
fuck
cowboy
are you?
Weirdos. Who the fuck are you, partner?
Trisha, where is Ashley Katchadorian?
Well, she texted me saying she'd be here promptly at 9:45. And in case you're wondering, I did make sure it was
a.m. She's in charge of snacks.
I'm not an idiot. But we didn't discuss time zones.
Well, it's in the Overland Park cheer squad and their head cheerleader, Vin Diesel.
Oh, that's funny, Tanya. Why don't you go... You are such a... Brittany! I can't curse. Will you handle this? Gladly. Listen here, you bunch of little...
We're rolling.
Right. Jenna, I can't curse. Handle it.
Okay, but who exactly are these girls?
Oh, they seem very nice.
Oh my god, for the love of... Trisha... It's up to you.
Trisha, you're the only one that can curse. I need you to put these B-words in their place.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry about this.
Do what you must.
I get you. You girls are shit. From a butt that smells like bitch, which is what you are as well. So, fuck. In your butts, all the shit that bitches are, and you fuck that shit that's all in your butt, and you put it in the bitch that is your face.
I wouldn't know how to feel after getting butt.
Trisha, please stop.
Oh my god, how did I do?
You were great!
You're alive!
Yeah. Aw, that's cute.
They both named Trisha.
But you'll have to excuse us if we're not too intimidated by some poop in our butt jokes.
That was like being cursed out by a Mad Lib. All you girls have. Your attention, please. Oh, if you'll excuse me, my future agent is speaking. I should probably listen. Ladies, can we gather around, please?
Connie
when
Chung?
When I get off this stage, I better have an iced coffee with 3 bars of Xanax ground into it. Today's competition is about to begin. And remember, ladies, today's festivities are not just about cheerleading. I'll also have my eye out for potential clients at the Halverstead Modeling Agency. Who knows? Today, one of you could go from part-time model to semi-full-time model, or, if you're lucky, seasonal full-time model.
It's all so stiff. If anybody hasn't seen this, they're acting this out with Barbies.
Still frames. So good.
Which makes it even better.
It's just so crazy how long it takes them, and they're like so dedicated.
And it's only like it's under 12 minutes, this video, but it probably took them 5 days, centuries.
Yeah,
they've never slept.
Probably when the episode release, you can probably post that onto the Facebook page.
Yeah, I said I'd do that.
Okay, well, I just didn't know you were just gonna.
Who
play
the fuck are you?
But no. This That's is kind of taking a while now. So it's funny, and you guys will watch it. Plus, apparently, oh, that's another video I was going to show. Apparently, it's awesome. So watch The Most Popular Girls in School, because you'll love it.
It's awesome.
It's so good.
Demon poops. But yeah, I heard out there in the science world and medical world.
Yes. Let's hear it.
Apparently, testicles have taste receptors.
Like, you can taste with your balls.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you put your balls on, like, I have balls, no. So, if a boy placed his balls on, like, a plate of wasabi.
Yeah.
They'd lap it right up.
And I don't think they would do that with wasabi, maybe shit snacks. But we should probably look it up to make sure.
Yeah.
Because there's actually a lot of the body they found that do have taste receptors, like the lungs, the anus.
You know, I could see the lungs, because like I remember when I. Like, have been in places where it's a lot greener and there's not a lot of pollution. And
you can taste the smell.
You just taste how clean the air is. Testicles.
But, I mean, like, well, they're going to try to use this information
Thank you, Google.
Balls taste like cows.
Bull testicle taste.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me they're actually throwing money into this study if my testicles could taste?
They do. They found that
That's
they have
nuts.
Taste.
Scientists say your testicles have taste buds.
Okay, when are we going to cure cancer? Why are we wasting our time with this crap?
There is the cure to cancer, and that is sex, beer, and drugs. Everybody knows that.
Look at Mick Jagger. He's still alive.
He never had cancer.
Hugh Hefner. That's exactly what I'm saying. Oh. He didn't have cancer because he did all those things.
He's rock and rolling all the time.
No, he didn't have cancer because they are cancer.
We all are, actually.
Potential that sex is also the solution to climate control.
And the Fountain of Youth.
It's up. Oh, look, here we go. This is an article written just the other day by a man named Matt Crawley. I don't know how.
Don't start dumping fondue on your nuts.
Yeah, that might not be a good. Tasticles is what people are starting to call them now.
Nice.
Yes, taste sensing proteins.
Huh.
Associated with sweetness and umami, which is this, yeah.
The savory.
Like when you, and I watched a documentary earlier about umami, which is like just that feeling of, like when you get into a bath, like a hot bath, and you're just like, mm-hmm. Or when you like drink, you're super thirsty and you drink some water and you're just like,
quenched.
Like the umami is like that feeling. But a lot of that, like, too, when you're eating like that.
Mm-hmm.
But any hoozle.
Huh. This is really interesting, though. So, like, how are they figuring this out?
Well, I don't know. Well, something about, like, amino acids and, like.
Are they doing, like, a blind taste test where they'll blindfold the guy and then just dip his testicles in different things? And then he has to be like, that tastes like. Ass, John.
Oh. Or it's like if you're like giving someone like fellatio, it's like, oh, did you have some garlic today? It's like, well, I can taste it on my balls.
Just saying. That's actually something that can be tasted, but as far as research goes, it's not through the balls that you taste it. But it makes sense, though, that something like that would be... here it says, so that researchers were originally trying to develop mice that didn't have receptors for taste because they were trying to do studies on them. Not cool, scientists. Cut that out. But they realized that they did this to mice, they were unable to reproduce if they were missing the taste receptors. And they saw that if you either remove these receptors from the mouse or blocked their function, the mice became infertile.
Yeah.
So maybe we should do that to more men.
Oh, yeah. That's the idea. That's what they're trying to figure out, is how to remove that receptor so they become infertile. Hell yeah.
I have a list of people I might want to sign up for that test study.
I can volunteer people, right? I got you some tickets. To
get... Well, you probably guys can do the Underground Railroad benefit concert.
Yeah, there we go. Like you could sign somebody else.
Like
up
we can
for
have a ball or like a some type of. Never mind. But
I want to see if there's more about this study that's going on, though.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
I mean, that's totally legal, right? Like, I could sign somebody else for a scientific study, right?
Like, I mean, people have signed, well, the Red Cross signed me up to donate blood every 3 months.
What?
Yeah.
Did you accidentally check a box wrong when you were, like, completely depleted of?
No.
No?
But they're like, oh, you have an appointment. I'm like,
taste receptors on testicles tied to infertility. News you can use. Testicles have taste buds.
Holy
it's
Testicle Tuesday.
Up. Or Thursday.
And Thursdays.
It's all week, guys.
All day.
All
every
week.
Every day.
So basically you have to start saying Holy Taste Bud Testicles Tuesday.
Holy Tastecles.
Tastecles. Tastecles. That's it. That is what they're being coined now. Which, I don't know. I wouldn't mind some tasticles.
I'd be down on that.
On a hot day.
I'd be down for it as long as it's not gonna fertilize things that don't need to be fertilized.
No. Hell no.
Get those taste buds out of my duds.
Shitballs. Well, that's definitely an interesting thing. I don't know why this won't load. That's really crazy.
Sorry.
So
did I tell you about my mom's vagina?
You started to, and I want to know more about your mother's vagina.
I figured you did.
What? Are these pictures of things they were doing to testicles?
The proteins responsible for our ability to taste salty, sweet, and bitter foods aren't just present in our tongues.
They're all over the place, baby.
So if you're making out with a ball, never mind. Anyway, not important. Back to the anus. I mean, back
your mom's
to my
vagina.
Mom's vagina.
Your mother's vagina.
So, no, I think I did tell you that she got a cyst.
Yes.
From an ingrown hair in her.
Yeah.
Poonani nanner. Hey nanner nanner.
Vaginal area.
So, but yeah, so y'all keep it clean down there. You don't want to have to get a cyst cut out of your special parts.
Ugh. Yeah. Because, like, if you're already worried about your bikini line and then you get develop a cyst in your bikini line.
Yeah, it's just like.
That's not cool. That's
I have an extra friend in my pants right now.
In my pubic hair. And it's not crabs. Woot, woot. There's another.
Oh, I hate when I do that.
There was a thing that I saw. I didn't read it, but it was talking about, at least the title of the article was, did sex in the city affect the decline of pubic lice? And we started talking about it a little bit when Johnny was on our show, our last episode, about the whole shaving and waxing your pubes.
Yeah. And we talked about how, like, all of a sudden men started to be attracted to baby vagina.
Yeah.
Because, and, like, that's basically, like, when we are shaped, like, that's what they want. Like, just a bald.
Just nothing there.
And I'm like, who was the first girl to be like, okay, I'm going to do this? Because whoever she is, I will hunt her down and shave her head and her entire face.
You would have to blame the porn industry for that. Because once they got past the 70s and there was way too much bush, women started styling it. And then we realized, wait, you can shave down there?
Well, was that first woman who was
I
like,
have no idea. You'll have to Google search it.
I am going to, no. And I hope there is an address because I will find her. And I'm going to shave. I'm going to pluck every hair off of her body. Anyway, that's not important. However, have you heard of Anonymous?
What do you mean by that exactly?
They are
the organization that has shut down a couple of different websites and
yeah, because they
what the fuck? Why would you have your first bikini wax on YouTube? That is scary. And sorry, I know we were gonna talk about Anonymous, but
no, it's okay.
The whole waxing thing.
We should play how she sounds.
Yeah, because my thing is like. Really, you're going to pay somebody you don't know to get all up in your junk? And my first bikini wax.
That's some nice, this is actually should be your intro music now.
Absolutely not. I'm just kidding.
I'm here at WAX in Inman Park in Atlanta, Georgia, about to get my first ever bikini wax. 28 years old, never had a wax, going to go full Brazilian. I am really nervous. So I have a few questions that I'm going to ask my waxer prior to the treatment.
Okay, where does it get into the...
How it goes. Okay, so I'm here with Regina. She's going to be doing my wax today.
Whatever,
so
we don't care about your question.
I'm 28 years old.
Like your skin is
here.
Being ripped off of
being
static.
I'm getting some more relaxed with your People
I can't wait to show you my vagina.
I can't wait to have this girl that I just met wax my vagina. Seriously.
No modesty. No. You're practicing for when you have a baby.
No,
basically.
Do I get an epidural?
That's how you go in drunk and high.
And I'll know what to expect. I have no idea what to expect.
Scream.
Oh.
Say when you do it.
You want me to say when I'm
going to
do it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't believe this is happening. She, like, just giggled. She must be a masochist.
Are they, like...
She said, with you, you could be here all day.
I mean, this is...
Oh!
Ooh, you can hear it. That's yeah, the grossest ew. Part. You can, like, hear her vagina being ripped off.
She's, like, crying, guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, that is the worst noise
okay.
I've ever heard.
You're going to post that on the Facebook
yes,
page?
Yes, we will share this on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us and love us, because I know you already do. Blah. You have...
Shall we go for a wax?
A story.
I do. I went... I was like, oh, what's this whole Brazilian bombshell vagina look going on? And so... I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. You know, I had a few glasses of wine, maybe smoked a few puffs of something. And then I went in, dropped trow, got on the bed, and then we had sex for hours. No, and then – and that was the kind of wax – no. One rip, and I'm like, okay, we are done here. And I put my pants back on. Got my money back and was out. I would not wish that upon anybody. My
whole thing on it is one, I'm not going to attempt to wax my own vagina because that's just scary. Two, mm-hmm. I'm not going to let a stranger do it. Mm-hmm. And unless I can knock it out with the already uncomfortable pap smear, then mm-hmm. No thanks. But I understand.
Pap and wax. I like it.
Pap and wax, yeah. But I understand maintaining things, not going the retro bush route, you know, keeping it a little scaped on, over there, under there, around there. I don't know.
Down, yeah.
But as far as the completely bald, bare baby, I feel like that's even giving young girls a confused body image because
just worried
girls
about the
are,
guys that are into that.
Well,
like,
and
that freaks me out a ton.
And that's definitely something that's
Steve,
scary.
Stefan, you like that?
Like what? As
bald eagle.
I'll put it this way: if a woman keeps it maintained,
mm-hmm.
believe me, she'll enjoy herself.
Okay,
that was good not the question.
No.
There.
But my thing is as far as like now that it's becoming such a known, discussed, talked about thing of like, oh yeah, it's all like, you can't even tell if the curtains match the carpet because there's nothing down there. I feel like younger girls, as they're hitting their adolescence and they are starting to gain pubic hair, it's probably confusing the shit out of them.
Well,
like,
and not only that, but our sewers are going to start to get clogged up. By all this hair that is being
hacked
down.
That's why we need
down.
To make friends with the girls.
So soon, our sewers are going to overflow and
no,
we're...
we just need to make friends with the girl
but that
on
one
my
girl
strange addiction
is not
that
gonna...
likes to pick the hair out of the drains.
We're
and
gonna
just...
we're going to need more than that one girl because if every little girl is
but could
shaving
you,
the...
Like, it's hard enough for young girls with body image issues and now that it's like... When you're developing and you are starting to grow hair and then you're hearing that everybody's getting rid of their hair, it's like, hair. Well, what the fuck is happening to me? Why am I getting this? It's just weird. I fully
what's wrong
support,
with hair, you guys? What is wrong with it?
I fully
it?
Support keeping it maintained because I hate when, like, you get done going down on somebody and you're, like, flossing with their pubes.
See, I don't mind hair at all, but that's because...
Or if, like, they don't clean themselves enough and then that hair is just, like, extra fucking stanky.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely a level of...
Well, I mean, they have, like, merkins.
Cleanliness.
Like, toupees for your downstairs mix-up. Like, so... It's like, why can't we just... I don't know.
Different strokes, I guess.
Go hair.
But,
that's
I
my
mean...
New, that's my new football team.
Hair, the hairs.
Go hairs.
Hair's great. Hair's awesome. I prefer my partners to
it'll be
keep
interesting
it tidy.
Though when I first find my when I find my first gray hair.
When you find your first
there.
Gray poop.
Yeah.
Poop. Yeah. No, I know a woman who
I think she, I might start dyeing my pubes.
She's black, so like black don't crack, so she doesn't have to worry about like aging with her skin. And she's looking forward to when her hair on her head starts going salt and peppery because she loves how that looks, but she freaked out and like she plucks her gray pubes.
Well, I found a gray hair on my brother, yeah, which was freaked me out a little bit because he's younger than I am.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, kind of.
If you, I get mean,
but
gray
I dye
pubes,
my hair.
Do you
wait,
get
wait, wait,
gray.
So you found a gray hair on your brother's pube?
Probably.
Didn't you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
I thought you were following along.
I kind of was.
Yes. If you can get gray pubes and you can get gray mustaches and all of that stuff, do people get gray pit hair?
Yes.
Because I haven't seen it.
Well, my dad has gray.
Are you dating a lot of silver foxes lately?
George Clooney and I are so tight. Mm. Harrison Ford and me, we're like...
Yeah, he's single now.
We're like butter on
toast.
Oh,
he finally broke up with Ally McBeal?
I was talking about George Clooney.
Oh, Clooney.
I think he might prefer another team.
Brad Clooney? Pitt?
Clooney's? Yeah, dude.
Clooney?
That'd be the best porno ever.
He reminds me of like a Rock
Hudson
kind of.
It sucks because Brad Pitt actually has face blindness.
That is
no,
a real thing.
No, he does not. So he can't. So if he accidentally has sex with another woman, he can blame it on. Oh, Angelina, I didn't know that wasn't you.
He can recognize like certain features and stuff like that, like hair and stuff like that. But he has face blindness. So this is actually a study that came out. I forget. It's actually called something else. But
dude, I'm totally gonna use that. I'm sorry, honey. I have face blindness.
No, because you know how sometimes like you're the type of person who remembers faces better than names.
Uh-huh.
Some people can't remember faces.
Right. No, I mean, but...
So, yeah, I guess it's a legitimate thing.
Told ya.
All right. Boom, boom. You win that one, that round.
But we've talked pubes. We've talked pubes.
And more pubes.
And more
pubical
pubes.
Times. And... tasty testicles.
Yeah, pubes and testicles.
Which I still don't even know how to wrap my head around. But
we might have taken too much time with our most popular girl in school video. Unfortunately, sorry guys, I jaded you.
But you'll enjoy it.
But you'll totally enjoy it.
Tell your friends.
We love you a lot. Thanks for continuing to listen. If you don't already follow us on Facebook or Twitter, this is how you can. Facebook.com/pages/underground-railroad. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, which I am making a huge dedication promise to myself and to you that I'm actually going to start using Twitter, we are at Underground Railroad, but it's UNDRGRND rail and then RD.
Tattoo it to you.
It's a little confusing because we took out all the vowels except for rail. But you can find us and we love
you. You guys are smart. You can figure it out.
We love you. Thanks for listening. Till next time.
Listen.
This has been another proud production of the Four Eyed Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.foureyedradio.com.